actually went to, I don't know if it's the only one, but one of the few vegetarian schools in the UK for a bit. But I'm not vegetarian, I wasn't vegetarian then. But I think that sort of helped, sort of brought my outlook on food. So I got used to having meat substitutes rather than meat. So that's, it's not really, I know some people who do regularly eat meat might have a problem with meat substitutes, but it's not something I have. So I'm happy eating meat, but I'm also happy eating corn or microprotein or whatever. So in a way, I think my diet has changed. Growing up was entirely dependent on where I was living. So my dad is in the armed forces, so I've moved around a lot, including overseas. And a lot of what I've sort of eaten growing up has been very dependent on where we were. So we've lived in Cyprus, so I had a lot of very meat-based diets over there. I've also lived in America, which has its own very big problem with sort of high fat, high sugary foods, which formed quite a big part of my childhood. but nothing of that was any like conscious decision on my part. It was all just what was there, what was, we had to eat at the time. So I live with eight other people sharing one kitchen. It's quite difficult to try and sort of put a lot of effort into preparing things that take a lot of sort of work when there's a lot of other people trying to do exactly the same thing. If I live by myself, then yes, that would be something I'd really want to do and actually be able to sort of learn to cook and be able to plan meals a bit better. But we don't have anywhere to sit down. We don't have an actual, the kitchen is just for making food. There's nowhere to sort of sit down. There's no living room either. So the only place I can eat is my room. So I'll eat there, put my TV on, do that. But if I'm at my parents' house at the weekend, completely different. We always, if we're all there, we'll sit down and have a meal sort of together. But sometimes my parents won't be there, so I'll be there keeping my little brother company. And in those cases, we'll take food into the living room, eat while watching TV in there. But I have no idea what percentage my income comes on and goes into food and drink. But part of it is I don't have any other real big financial commitments other than food and rent. So I don't really need to keep tabs on that to keep my finances in check. So when I was a student, I'd say I spent a lot of time going to coffee shop just because it was just a good place to meet up with people. And because I had a very flexible schedule as a student, I had more sort of time to meet up with people, and it was just a good place to do that. We also had a lot of good coffee shops near where I lived. I got quite sick of Freddie Mills at uni because I'm not good at cooking at all, so it was the easiest option, but it's very limited in the different kinds you have. And even now I'm still not good at cooking, but I'll only have sort of the microwave ready meals if I know I'm going to be really busy in the evenings and I'll be coming back late and just want something that will take a few minutes to sort of heat up and put together. But the only ready meals I don't regularly eat but do eat is you can get some quite big sort of curries. So it's like a whole like a meal of the two and there's like lots of things. So if I'm at my parents' house with just me and my little brother, neither of us can really cook. So that'll be at least one of the dinners we'll have there would be that sort of same sort of big box of ready meal curry. If I'm if there's been times where I've been really upset, then I won't eat at all. But if I'm just slightly stressed, or which is a little bit, maybe just a bad day or something, then I'll might seek out something a bit chocolatey, like chocolate biscuits, or just maybe just a big bar of chocolate or ice cream or something. It's just because I don't know why, I just always feel a bit better. But one thing that would definitely be on sort of free dishes is my dad makes this. It's just really simple rice and sort of sausage meat with sort of like, it's kind of spicy, it's got like some spring onions in it. It's really simple, and it's just his like go-to thing to make if it's him making dinner, but he doesn't have much time. And I could very happily eat that every day because it's just really good. And there have been times where it's just been him, and he's coming back from work quite late, and I have had that every day for like a week, and it's still not tired me. So that would definitely be on there. I mean, having sort of trying to do exercise sort of to lose weight, because when I was sort of about sort of doing my GCSEs through to about midway through uni, I did a lot of exercise, and so never really had to consider anything about sort of the impact of how I ate. And then that came to like an absolute crash in sort of uni, and then that was sort of exacerbated by partway through, I was put on sort of a bit of medication. One of the side effects was weight gain. I gained a lot of weight in my third year, and so then after that I tried going back to sort of different exercises to try and lose weight, and it's quite easy to fall into the trap of thinking, oh, I've done a lot of exercise, I can now eat a lot of food. But what I sort of have a negative opinion on sort of stuff like really sugary drinks, where it's just an obscene amount of sugar for just no nutritional benefit. But I think part of me, when I sort of grew up, my parents didn't want me drinking those kinds of drinks. And then if I did try them, I always didn't like them because they were too sweet for me. But now, yeah, I look at them as a sort of slight disgust, sort of, because it's most of your daily allowance for sugar in a small drink, and you're still going to, it's not food, you're going to be hungry again later. There's no nutritional value in them really whatsoever. But I think mostly for me, food is, I eat because I need sort of the fuel to sort of go through the day. And if I want to have sort of something particularly nice to eat, it tends to be more sort of on the spur of the moment decision, like, okay, I'm going to eat, is there something particularly nice that I can have? But I guess sort of there's also the sort of social aspect of sort of eating meals with other people, which now that I'm currently, as I said sort of earlier, eat dinner a lot by myself, so I miss that sort of social aspect of sort of eating meals regularly with other people.